96.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Kevin was in Japan for 2 weeks. Past tense. He's back. Say hi, Kevin.
Hey.
And he's right here in an American radio station. And when he was there, he likes to fancy himself as the king of finesse.
I am.
So tell everybody what happened with an Airbnb.
So we were going to our last Airbnb in Shinjuku. That's our last week that we're going to stay there. And there were so many red flags about the Airbnb.
Okay, like what?
It was in a sketch area.
Okay.
It didn't seem like Japan at all.
Okay.
There was a lady inside our Airbnb before we got there. The door was unlocked when we're supposed to put in a code to get the key to go in.
Like, you got there and she was there?
No, it was unlocked, and then we were in there just, like, unpacking, and then the lady came in.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay. And she was apparently doing laundry.
Her own laundry? Or, like,
I don't even know. I think a laundry for the unit.
Okay.
That's not it.
Okay.
She claimed to be the cleaner, but she also had a key.
Okay, well, I don't know that that's
I don't think that
strange.
That's that weird.
Well, but why would you let someone stay at an Airbnb and then also have the key, too? That makes me unnerved.
Have somebody else have the key.
Yeah.
I mean, I get what you're fearful of, okay? You're in another country.
Right.
And just to know, like, I'm going night-night knowing somebody out there. People are crazy.
Well, no matter what, somebody at least has the somebody owns that place. So Somebody could come in. But, okay, I get it.
And then the last red flag was we saw signs that says this cannot be a short stay place where it says excludes Airbnb. So we're not even allowed to stay there.
He wasn't staying at a place that was the Airbnb would have probably approved had they known the truth about where it was, the condition It was in, and such. Okay, so now there's a lot of red flags. It was making Kevin and his friends very nervous.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So what'd you do?
We called Airbnb help.
No, not we.
I called Airbnb and You know, kind of like, you know, exaggerated a bit and said that our safety has been compromised and I feel very unsafe here.
Okay.
So what happened when Airbnb was told that?
Well, they made sure that we were safe at first, and then they found us another place to stay at.
Okay.
So we found an Airbnb that would take us in that night, and then Airbnb would pay for that.
Wow.
But they could only let us stay for 3 nights, so we had to find another place, but Airbnb gave us a hotel for the last 2 nights.
What?
So how long did you not have to pay for lodging?
The whole last week, bitch.
Of a 2 week vacation.
Yeah.
Now, if you're just joining us, that's how Kevin finessed a week of a 2 week vacation with free lodging by, we'll say, slightly massaging his fear for his Airbnb.
I mean, we did feel very unsafe.
You did. You might have inflated it a little bit, but whatever. Okay. This has now caused a problem.
Uh-oh.
Because Airbnb has reimbursed him for what has already been paid.
Right. Okay. Of course.
Well, the problem is, Kevin, do you want to say it? Where did the money go?
It went on my credit card as credit.
And he and his friends split the cost of the Airbnb, but they only refunded his credit card.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what's the problem?
I have to find the money to send to them.
Because it's on a credit card, so you don't actually have any cash.
Right. I was just going to pay for the credit card, worry about it later, but now that we got it refunded, I have to come up with $1,500.
And then divvy it out amongst how many people?
Five.
Okay. Oh boy.
You
okay.
See the dilemma I'm in?
I do see it.
And what is the Japanese word for karma?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know the answers to this, but can you put a credit card on Venmo?
What the? No.
Okay, you can't. Okay.
I have to find the cash somehow, and they're expecting it when they come back from Korea.
Now, you know that you can get cash from a credit card, right?
No, they charge you so much. I tried that once.
I know. They charge you.
And I'm never doing it again.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not doing that.
This is a pickle.
I mean, I feel like I could just ask them to pay them later.
Yeah.
They'll understand I'm broke. Or
But your history, though, with getting things paid off on a credit card and then doing the right thing with your money, has it's not there. The success isn't there.
How about I just tell them, hey, you have this much credit with me. Just let me know. I'll buy you some stuff.
Okay, so then you're going to keep, like, a tally of, like, okay, I took so-and-so to Korean barbecue.
Right.
I paid for it.
Yes.
$50 off for you, bitch.
Right.
Who, what else you need? You want to go shopping?
Yes, yes.
Kevin's changing his name to Chase.
Right.
That's so funny. By the way, the Japanese word for karma is karuma. And, Kevin,
you have been hit in the face with some karuma.
Oh, my God.